degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Hard right social media personalities are gaining power in the Tennessee Statehouse. A recent study from the Southern Poverty Law Center shows that these influencers have had more say in policy under the second Trump administration. WPLN's Power and Equity reporter Mariana Baca-Yao reports.
As the White House legitimizes these influencers, more state houses are listening to what they have to say. The SPLC report says former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines has been one of the loudest voices against transgender women in sports after she tied for fifth with a trans swimmer in 2022. Gaines has inspired laws in West Virginia, Georgia, and now in Tennessee, all of which bear her name and ban transgender athletes from using the locker room or playing on the sports team that aligns with their gender. Gaines has also joined the Sumner County Library Board, where she's advocated for the removal of LGBTQ books. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN News.
The city of Chattanooga is suing the state for taking over the city's airport authority. This comes just a few weeks after Nashville filed its own lawsuit on the topic. The General Assembly passed a bill earlier this year that would effectively allow the state to take over most of the state's airport boards, including Chattanooga's. Under the new law, four of Tennessee's largest cities would also lose control over real estate and other assets. Legislators argued the state puts more money into airports than cities do, and that the state should have some say in how the airports are governed. The Times Free Press reports the Chattanooga lawsuit complains about loss of local control. It also says the effort happened, quote, for no just reason or cause, without any rational basis, when the public welfare did not require or even benefit from it, end quote. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.